Haraway Lel Shishi, Oyel Chafal of Cheshvan, 24th of October.
Adjusting radiators.
Adjusting radiators on Shabbos, Parshas Chayesar.
Shalom Rabbeisai. The topic that I'd like to speak about tonight, B'siyata Dishmaya, is adjusting radiators on Shabbos. There are numerous scenarios which could occur, which are very nogeh l'halacha, particularly at this time of year. I'd like to try and address the following scenarios. Number one, it gets very, very cold, and you realize that you haven't put the boiler on, and there's going to be no heating at all. That's one halacha. We'll come back to that at the end. Other scenarios are, number one, your boiler is on, but in the children's bedroom, the radiator hasn't been turned on. Am I allowed to adjust the radiator in the children's bedroom whilst the boiler is working? Am I allowed to do that so I have nice, warm kinderlich, be'ezras Hashem? Am I allowed to do such a thing? The next scenario would be where the boiler hasn't actually started working yet. You know the boiler is going to go on in an hour's time. Am I allowed to turn on my individual radiator now, so that when it goes on in an hour's time, then the kinderlich will get nice and warm? Then the radiator in their room will go on as well. I'm not doing it whilst the boiler is on, I'm doing it beforehand. That's the next scenario. A further scenario is, am I allowed to turn off the heating? A person thought it's going to be a freezing cold Shabbos, and they got it wrong again, those weather forecasters. It's a very, very lovely hot day, and your seat at the Shabbos table is right next to the heater, and your mum is boiling, and you want to know, am I allowed to turn the heating down? Whether the boiler is on, whether the boiler is off, these are the sorts of scenarios that could happen. So let's try and go into it. When I have a radiator, when I have a central heating system working in the house, so there is water that's being pumped around the house, and the boiler pumps the water around to numerous radiators. So when I'm going to be turning on a radiator whilst the boiler is working, what I'm doing now is I'm connecting that radiator to the system, and the cold water, there's always water inside the radiators, so when I turn on the radiator valve of radiator number 4, I'm now connecting that to the system, and the water inside, that cold water, is now going to become heated. So the Arachas Shabbos in Perek Chavov, on page I in base, quotes the Minchas Yitzchok in Chelek Dalet Simon Memvov, that the Minchas Yitzchok says that whilst the actual boiler is on, for sure I'm not allowed to turn on any individual radiators. Because what I'm going to be doing is I'm causing the cold water inside to become cooked. So that was one. Well, that was the first scenario. The next scenario: what happens if the boiler isn't actually on yet, but it's going to come on in 1 hour's time? Am I allowed to turn that valve? So the Arachas Shabbos brings that to do such a thing, I'm not actually actively cooking it. Because right now, I'm just opening a valve, and I'm connecting cold water in radiator number 4 to the cold water in the system. So it isn't actually Bishul right now. However, he says, this is Psik Reisha Begromo. What's happening is that later on, when the system goes on, so the water, which I've now connected, which is all cold, ultimately, that is going to get heated up. And he has a whole Lomdus over here, and he says, "B'mokum tzorach gadol kagayin sha'akor gadol elatzorach tinoikis yesh lahatir zeis to grama shari b'mokum tzorach gadol." In a case of very extreme necessity, so it's really, really cold, or you have young children at home, so the Arachas Shabbos comes out that it's actually permitted to turn on the valve right now, as long as the boiler's not on right now. I'm actually allowed to do that. And this is a very, very important halacha to know, that I would be allowed to turn it on in the case of Tzorach Gadol, when right now it's not on, because it's only going to be a Psik Reisha Begromo. Okay, so far so good. What happens if the boiler's not on at all? And it's not going to be on, because somebody forgot to set it. somebody forgot to activate it at the control switch, somebody forgot to put it on auto or twice, or whatever setting it is at the control. So is there anything I can do now? Now I'm in trouble. Now I'm in trouble, there's nothing I can do. Because for me to activate it, I'm actually really activating the Bishul, or I'm activating the electricity, so there I'm stuck. However, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Ayin Vav, Sif Hei, that in a case where it's very, very cold, so then there's a principle that everybody is considered a chayla etzel akayr. If it's going to be very, very cold, everybody's considered like a chayla. And in a case where a person is a chayla, even a chayla she'en bei sakona, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do something for you, whether it's doraisa or drabonon. If a person is a chayla she'en bei sakona, they're allowed to ask a non-Jew. So the good news is that if I'd forgotten to put even the control on, and it's not going to go on at all for Shabbos, and it's very cold, it has to be in a case where a person really feels that they could, that it would be extremely, extremely uncomfortable and they could get cold. So then you could go into the street, or the neighbor, whoever it is, and you can actually ask a non-Jew. You don't even need to be Maramas. It's always good to be Maramas if possible. In this case, you don't even need to be Maramas. You could actually ask the non-Jew to turn it on. So far, so good. What about turning off the radiator? If I'm sitting next to the radiator, it's boiling hot, it's right next to my seat, it's boiling hot, am I allowed to turn the radiator down? So here, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kilchos Perach Chaf Gimel, and he says the following: when I turn off radiator number 4, what happens to the rest of the water in the system? It causes everything else to get a little bit hotter. However, he says that this is also a psik resha bigroma in a malacha drabonon of kiboy. So it comes out of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that I am allowed to turn off the radiator under such a, and under such circumstances, and I actually am allowed to lower it. I'm allowed to turn it off, and that would be okay. Psik resha bigroma malacha drabonon shel kiboy. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that that's fine. The only caveat he brings is that that's true if your heating system is up and running, and the boiler is already on, and it's all hot. If, however, the heating is just coming on now, so if now it's coming on, and now I turn off radiator number 4, I'm actually causing the other water to boil quicker. And here it hasn't boiled yet, and I'm causing it to boil quicker. So Hayetzi Midvoreinu is as follows. If everything is totally off, and it's very, very cold, I can ask a non-Jew. If the boiler is on, and I want to turn on radiator number 4, I'm definitely not allowed to. If the boiler's not on, and I want to turn on radiator number 4, so that when the boiler comes on, it will be good, the halacha is, only in a case of tzorach gadol, would I be allowed to actually turn this valve. And to turn it down, Shlomo Zalman says it's okay, unless it's only just come on, in which case I'm causing the water in the other radiators to heat up and to reach out to Eledes before they would. Finally, I would just like to say that with all of these things, this is how the Aruch Shabbos paskens. There are those who are more machmir in all of these scenarios. I feel it's important everybody should hear the halachas in a case where it is a tzorach gadol. We want to know what to do. Haderech hasheyelchuba. So it's important to know what to do. But with all of these scenarios, it's much better to try and organize everything from before Shabbos, so that we shouldn't have to need to use to touch the radiators at all on Shabbos. And Be'ez Hashem, Hashem should help us. We should all be varma yidden, and we should all have houses at the appropriate temperatures, so we should be able to enjoy Shabbos Kodesh to the absolute max.